sitting on?
Top of the world? Dock of the Bay? I'm not.
Oh, yeah, what are these? Oh! Ow. All right. Whose are they? Whose are they?
Not mine.
Well, they're Joey's. They gotta be Joey's. Yeah, they're mine. See, Joey's. The Joey's.
Why are they here?
I don't know. I'm Joey. Yeah, I'm disgusting. I take my underwear off in other people's homes.
Well, get him out of here. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take him.
Why not?
Joey, you can touch them. They're your underwear.
Chandler, a word?
Yep. That's it. I'm tired of covering for you two. This has got to stop. Ah! You tidy whiteys? What are you, eight?
Oh, thank you, Joey. Thank you so much.
Well, hey, no, you're not welcome, okay? Look, I hate this. You guys keep embarrassing me. Yesterday, Rachel found your razor in our bathroom. I didn't know what to say, so I said it was mine, and that I was playing a woman in a play. And, well, one thing led to another, and...
Wow, and around the ankles, you know, that is a tough spot.
Yeah, it was. All right, listen,
but
I can't...
All this lying has been hard on us, too.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I bet all the sex makes it easier.
Well, yeah, actually.
We'll try to be more careful, okay? It's just that we don't want everyone to know because this is going really well. And maybe the reason it's going really well is because it's a secret.
I know it sounds really weird, but we're just both so bad at relationships.
We are. Help us.
All right, but you do it with me once.
Joey?
Didn't think so.
Taking a literature class at the new school, and I have to finish it for the first session tomorrow.
I didn't know you were taking a class. That's so cool.
Yeah, well, I really liked that Lamaze class I took. You know, I just thought this time I'd go for something, you know, a little more intellectual, with a less painful final exam.
Honey, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Oh, you should come with me. Oh, yeah, then I'll have someone to sit with. Okay. Yay! Okay. Oh, but are you going to have time to read it?
Well, I read that in high school.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun! Okay, shh, I have to finish.
Hi.
Hi. What's wrong, buddy?
Someone at work ate my sandwich.
Well, what did the police say?
My Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. I can't believe someone just ate it.
Ross, it's just a sandwich.
Just a sandwich? Look, I am 30 years old, okay? I'm going to be divorced twice, and I just got evicted. That sandwich was the only good thing going on in my life. Someone ate the only good thing going on in my life.
Okay, look, I have enough stuff for one more sandwich. I mean, I was going to eat it myself, but...
Oh, that would be incredible. Thank you so much. I still can't believe someone ate it. I mean, look, I left a note and everything.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Ross Geller's lunch. Ross Geller's lunch who? Ross Geller's lunch, please don't take me, okay?
I'm surprised you didn't go home wearing your lunch.
Okay, look, you want to hold on to your food? You got to scare people off. I learned that living on the street.
Really? So what would you say, Phoebes? Stuff like, keep your mitts off my grub.
Say, Ross, when you picture Phoebe living on the street, is she surrounded by the entire cast of Annie?
Okay, this will keep them away from your stuff.
Whoa.
Phoebe, you are a badass.
Well, someday I'll tell you about the time I stabbed the cop.
Phoebe?
What, he stabbed me first!
Bronte sisters were really remarkable women for their time. They lived in a patriarchal society.
Sorry I'm late, but I left late.
Okay.
So, Phoebe, what is the book about?
I thought you said you read it in high school.
Well, yeah, but then I remembered I started it, and then there was this pep rally, and I was on top of the pyramid. But anyway, what's the book about? Okay, it's this tragic love story between Kathy and Heathcliff, and it takes place on these, like, really creepy moors in England, which I think represent the wildness of Heathcliff's character. I totally get symbolism.
How would you characterize the theme of this book? Let's see.
Rachel Green.
Well, I would have to say that it's a tragic love story.
Well, that's sort of a given, but yes. Anyone else?
Oh, symbolism! And the wildness of the moors, which I think is mirrored in the wildness of Heathcliff's character.
Excellent. What Rachel has shrewdly observed here.
Answer. Well, honey, that was pretty obvious. Well, how would you know? You didn't even read it.
What do you think, you and the blue shirt?
I think that yours is a question with many possible answers.
Would you care to venture one?
Would you care to venture one?
Are you just repeating what I'm saying?
Are you just repeating what I'm saying?
All right, let's move on.
Okay, then.
Hey, but why didn't you just say that you hadn't read the book?
Because I didn't want him to think I was stupid. I mean, that was really embarrassing what happened to you.
Phoebe.
Yeah?
Phoebe, your note? Amazing. Not only did no one touch my sandwich, but people at work are actually afraid of me. Yeah, a guy called me Mental. Mental Geller. Yeah. I've always thought that a cool nickname like that.
Yeah, the best you got in high school was a Wet Pants Geller.
It was the water fountain, okay? Anyway. People are writing reports for me, pushing back deadlines to fit my schedule. I'm telling you, you get tough with people and you can get anything you want. Hey, Tribbiani, give me that coffee, now.
This is really fun. I've been wondering if you're ever going to ask me out.
So you, still wondering?
No, we just went out.
You're smart. I like that.
What is that, a blanket? A video camera? Oh, my God! I can't believe you thought that you were going to videotape us having sex on the first date!
Hiya.
Joey, is what she just said, oh, my God. You were actually going to...
What is going on here?
And with Chandler in the next room. What are you sick?
I'm Joey.
I'm disgusting.
I make low-budget adult films.
You guys promised you'd be more careful. I mean, come on, the good Joey name is being dragged through the mud here.
We're so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling everyone about you. It's the only way to explain the underwear and the video camera that doesn't make me look like a pig.
All right, there's got to be a better explanation. You could tell them that you had to make an adult film for your adult film class.
Yeah, I like that, but... No. How does that explain why Rachel found my underwear at your place?
I don't know.
Well, get ready to come out of the non-gay closet.
Just wait, please. I promise we'll come up with something. Just give us a little more time.
All right. Hey, but it better make me look really, really good. Oh, and another thing. The video camera? Nice.
Ross, may I have a word with you?
Oh, of course, Donald.
We've been getting reports of some very angry behavior on your part.
What?
Threatening letters, refusal to meet deadlines. Apparently, people now call you mental.
Yeah.
We want you to speak to a psychiatrist.
Oh, no. You don't understand. Ugh, this is so silly. This is all just because of a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Yeah, you see, my sister makes these amazing turkey sandwiches. Her secret is she puts an extra slice of gravy-soaked bread in the middle. I call it the moist maker. Anyway, I put my sandwich in the fridge over here. And...
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I believe I ate that.
You ate my sandwich?
It was a simple mistake. It could happen to anyone.
Oh, really? Did you confuse it with your own turkey sandwich with a moist maker?
No.
Do you perhaps remember seeing a note on top of it?
There may have been a joke or limerick of some kind.
That said, it was my sandwich.
Now calm down. Come look in my office. Some of it may still be in the trash.
What?
Well, it was quite large. I had to throw most of it away.
You threw my sandwich away. My sandwich? My sandwich?
Hi. So, what's this book about?
You didn't read this one either?
Well, I was gonna, but I accidentally read something else.
What?
Vogue. Okay, so tell me about this Jane Eyre woman.
No, you should have read it yourself.
Oh, come on, Phoebe. Don't be such a goody-goody.
Fine. Okay. All right. So, Jane Eyre, first of all, you'd think she's a woman. She's not. She's a cyborg.
A cyborg? Isn't that like a robot?
Yeah, this book was light years ahead of its time.
Sorry I'm late. Let's get started. So, what did everybody think of Jane Eyre?
Rachel and I were just discussing it, and she actually had some very interesting insights.
Well, go ahead, Rachel.
Thank you, Phoebe. What struck me most when reading Jane Eyre was how the book was so ahead of its time.
If you're talking about feminism, I think you're right.
Yeah, well, feminism, yes, but also the robots.
Okay, so, since that video camera thing didn't work out, I thought that I would give you just a little preview.
You're naked in this picture.
I know.
Ross?
Hey, Chandler. Monica.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I saw a psychiatrist at work today.
Why?
On account of my rage.
which, if I may say right now, is out of control.
He gave me a pill for it.
A pill?
Huh? Well, when the psychiatrist told me that I had to take a leave of absence because I yelled at my boss, I started to get worked up again. So he offered me a tranquilizer, and I thought it was a good idea. So I took it.
Wait a minute. They're making you take time off work?
And you're okay with that?
I don't know. It's going to be weird not having a job for a while, but I definitely don't care about my sandwich.
Just so embarrassing. I can't believe you just let me go on and on and on like that. I'm sorry. It was just so funny when you started comparing Jane Eyre to RoboCop. That was not funny. Well, I snapped, okay? You weren't taking the class seriously. Phoebe, come on. What is the big deal? I thought this was going to be something we could do together, you know? I thought it would be fun.
Well, yeah, fun is good. But, you know, I also wanted to learn. You know, people are always talking about what they learned in high school, and I never went to high school.
Oh. Oh, so you really wanted to learn. Yeah, you know, Phoebe, I just wanted to have fun. You know who you should go with?
I know!
Monica, you ask the question.
Why he's such a big pervert.
No, I am not a pervert, okay? It's just, I just kind of...
Look, I think I can explain this.
Thank you.
Joey's a sex addict.
What? No, I'm not.
It's okay. It's good. It's good. It's a disease.
No, I am not a sex addict.
Yes, you are. That's the only way to explain all this stuff.
No, it isn't. No, it's not. Because you could also explain it with the truth.
Well, what is the truth?
Yeah, what's
going on?
I slept with Monica. Well, let's see what everybody thinks of that.
Oh, no.
You slept with my sister?
Yes, but it was, we just did it once in London.
This is not good for my rage.
Monica, is this true?
Of course it's true. How else would you explain all the weird stuff that's been going on?
Yes, it's true.
Okay, but if it only happened that one time, how come we found your underwear in our apartment the other day?
Oi. That was the underwear I was wearing that night in London. Right, Monica?
I guess I wanted to keep it as a souvenir.
My God, Monica!
Are you sure, Joe? Are you sure you're not just a sex addict?
No. And if anyone's a sex addict here, it's Monica. Yeah. Yeah. She has been trying to get me back in the sack ever since London.
So that's why she gave you a naked picture of herself.
That makes sense.
And the video camera?
Monica?
I guess I set up the video camera to try and entice Joey.
But sadly, I could not be enticed.
Unbelievable. I mean, you really can't.
kept Joey's underwear? Why? Why would you do that?
I'm Monica. I'm disgusting. I stalk guys and keep their underpants.
Well, I think we've all learned something about who's disgusting and who's not. Huh? All right. Now, I'm going to get back to my bucket. I'm only eating the skin, so the chicken's up for grabs.
I really thought you were making a good point. I mean, you know, till you got cut off.
No, what's up with that girl, Monica?
I don't know. I didn't come with her.
Hey, everybody. Everybody, guess what? I just convinced Carl to give us a test next week.
Test?
Oh, come on. Tests make us all better learners. Oh, yeah. We should have essay questions.